Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
Yeah. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday brings you a new story. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
This is At Home Connecticut, hosted by Joey Burgoyne, highlighting events and happenings that are taking place in your home, Connecticut, on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Good morning and welcome to another episode of At Home in Connecticut. I'm your host, Joey Burgoyne. It's that time of the year again, the 31st annual WTIC Holiday Store with the Salvation Army. It's been 31 years, and this year, it's a little different. Not going to lie about it. The pandemic has hit, but we are still doing everything we can to help the Salvation Army, whether it's through your text donations, if you're calling the phone bank, we'll give those numbers out shortly.
And joining me next is Taylor Pratt. She's the director of The Right Place. The Right Place is not childcare, right, Taylor?
Right, Joey. Thank you for that preface.
It is not childcare. It is caring for your children to let them become the most successful people they can be. How's that?
Exactly. Perfect. It's perfect.
Well, thank you for joining me again. I appreciate it. And, you know, The Right Place, it's not just helping kids. It's helping families when you think about it. Because, I mean, as a parent, one of the things you really stress about is your child's well-being, their education, and The Right Place is there to help that. So give us a little insight of your day-to-day activities and The Right Place.
We are. So we have two locations in Hartford, as most people know, and we are preparing all of our children to enter kindergarten as successful learners. But there's another piece to that where we're making sure they're fed every day. We're making sure that we can meet the needs of the family as well. But most importantly, we're educating the children while they're in our care, really making sure that they'll be successful when they graduate onto kindergarten. We align our program with the Connecticut Early Learning Development Standards to make sure that they really have all those skills that they need to develop to be successful as they, you know, venture on to the rest of their academic career.
And that's one thing. I mean, over the years, getting children ready for school has changed immensely, even in the few years between,
100%.
You know, my kids are only a few years apart, but it's changed immensely over
it
the past
really
few
has.
Years.
This country as a whole, especially in the state of Connecticut, has really put a huge emphasis on the importance of early childhood education. It starts at birth. They start learning, you know, the minute they join the world. And even getting your child into an infant and a toddler program, you know, the data shows that it's really developing those skills that they need, you know, as they continue to grow throughout their lifetime.
You know, one thing I've always said is it's tough because parents put a lot of stress on themselves that, you know, your kids are in school only at limited time of the day. So the better they can be prepared once they join the school system and be ready for what's ahead of them. As a parent, there's something to be said about that comfort and security that you have a little bit knowing your child's going to be ready and prepared. And what you guys do at The Right Place is just something amazing. And you touched on this a little bit, and I know it's true. Brenda's talked about it. I've talked about it. You have talked about it. You feed them. Learning on an empty stomach is just, we all get hangry, even as adults.
Oh, come to The Right Place around 11:30 and you will feel hangry.
You know, and that's something you guys do. And that's an amazing thing that you're able to do that for the children.
Oh, it's so important, Joey. There's so much research that's out there that shows that children can't learn on an empty stomach. You know, we've definitely seen this year during the pandemic that the school systems have been making sure that they're feeding those children while everyone was shut down on lockdown and doing e-learning. So it's really important that when they come to us, they get a nice, big, solid breakfast in the morning to start their day. They get a great lunch. We try to do as much as a, you know, farm-to-table model as we can. So they're getting fresh vegetables, fresh fruit, handmade foods, not processed. And then they get that afternoon snack that keeps their bellies full, you know, as they go home for the night.
And that's key. You know, if we're going to get into a little bit of what it takes to run the right, or yeah, you know, it's there's a little bit it takes to run the right place. So we're going to get into that. So if people can get their phones ready, they can text WTIC to 41444. I know Will does his texting parties. My texting party today is every few minutes. I want you to text WTIC to 41444 or call toll free 833-564-6369. That's 833-564-6369. If you're driving, don't text and drive. Just remember you can head to the website WTIC.com/holiday. All the information's right there. But what does it take to, you know, monetarily, and we'll get into the psychological part that everyone at the right place is going through right now with COVID and safety measures, but what does it take to put a child through the program?
You know, it takes a lot. They say it takes a village, right?
Mm-hmm.
To raise a child. So it's not only the family's involvement and engagement in the program that will help make the child successful, but it's the dedication from the right place teachers that work so hard day in and day out. You know, it comes from administration such as myself or my assistant director to make sure that the programs are operating, that we're in, you know, in compliance with licensing, all of those little pieces that it takes to keep the doors open, you know, funding, making sure the curriculum is age appropriate for the children in each classroom, making sure that we're maintaining our national accreditation. There's so many pieces, and there's so many people that are involved to make sure that child is going to be successful. And they see each one of us. You know, I may be in an office a lot of the day, but I greet them every morning. So it's each one of us that really participate, not only with the child, but with the family to make sure that, you know, they're going to be successful and they're going to enjoy their days and be well cared for and safe while they're at the right place.
And that's, you know, let's get into that, the safety aspect of it. COVID has impacted every single aspect of every single one of our lives. What safety measures did you guys have to put in place to allow the children to come learn in a fun but safe environment?
So our days look completely different prior to COVID. We reopened the centers through the schools in July, and our drop-off each morning was actually done outside under a tent. We weren't allowing families in at that time. Staff would take the children at drop-off and bring them in. So we really kind of kept the right place on lockdown to just kind of keep us in a bubble so the children only seeing their teacher in their classroom. They weren't able to share space with other children, and then just the rest of us staff would be in that building during the day.
And that's one, you know, like the drop off parents, it's got to be difficult, you know, and the parents know that they're doing something right for their kid, bringing them to the right place and giving them that, you know, early childhood development program. That had to be a little bit of a, you know, a shock to some parents, I would assume, this year.
Yeah, it was a difficult decision for me to make as the director as to whether we allow one parent in to just drop off at the classroom door, or do we do it outside for as long as we can before it gets cold. I didn't know that my families were going to be ready for that, and I anticipated a lot of anxiety. But as within our first week, the families were phenomenal. They were just happy that their kids were bouncing in, you know, with a smile, because they saw us during e-learning the whole time we were on lockdown. So just see us in person and be back at school. The families did extraordinarily well with that drop-off outside. So we actually got lucky. It was very successful. And then we moved to letting one parent in with one child in October, because it was too cold for us to sit outside. And that's been going smoothly as well. You know, normally you'll see a whole family unit come in to drop off one child, but right now it's just one parent. And it's been going, it's been pretty successful, and it's been keeping the right place. Both centers have been very healthy since we've been open.
That's excellent. And I mean, that parent, you know, childhood relationship that you guys have at the right place, there's something magical about that. And people understand but children don't always understand what we're going through right now. So for you guys to be able to, you know, make it as easy for them and let them still have fun. I think one thing that unfortunately a lot of kids lost this year is just the ability to have fun, because it's a very heated time. There's emotions with everything going on in this world. So for a child to be able to come to the right place and just unwind and be a kid and learn, that's an amazing thing. So if someone, you know, if parents out there want to get a hold of you, or you're wondering how they can get their child in the right place, you know, what can they do?
They can go to, if they Google the Salvation Army, the right place in Hartford, we'll pop right up through our Salvation Army webpage. And there's actually an online contact form. So if they wish to start the enrollment process, they just have to fill it out and it comes directly to me. And then we reach right out to that parent to get that enrollment process started. It looks a little different now, you know, because we can't be doing tours. We're usually meeting the parent outside to give them the enrollment packet and then inviting them in for an hour once they enroll. But that's usually the best way to get a hold of us. Our phone number's on there, 860-543-8488. They can call us anytime. We still have a number of slots open at both schools, and we're still actively enrolling.
Taylor, you have a great day.
You too, Joy.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Again, Taylor Pratt at The Right Place, WTIC News Talk 1080, 31st annual holiday store to benefit the Salvation Army. Raising kids at any time is tough, let alone during COVID. So if anything you can do, $1, $5, you can text WTIC to 41444. You can call toll-free 833-564-6369. It's the 31st annual WTIC holiday store.
Because remember, great things happen at home in Connecticut.
You've been listening to At Home in Connecticut, a public service project produced by WTIC News Talk 1080.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around waiting for the track to dry is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.